Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Tara, who wants to know what to do with her increasing wealth, whether or not she should be investing in a 401k, in a Roth IRA, how she should be investing her money to grow it. So anyway, let's bring her on the show and see what's going on. So Tara, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Thank you so much, Graham. I have so many questions for you.
Okay.
I feel a little bit sheepish because my husband and I have made it into our late 30s without knowing some of this information, but we're finally in a place where we're kind of getting our financial crap together and just wanting to make sure that we get advice that we can trust. And since you don't really have any benefit in what we're doing, I feel good about asking you some questions. We've been burned in the past by financial advisors, so we're now just trying to figure it all out and like really get advice from people that we admire. And I love what you're doing, and I know that you've got a good head on your shoulders. So
thank you. And let's make it very clear, this is not financial advice. It's for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
So we'll make it very clear. So I'm going to give you some entertainment, not even advice. It's just I'm going to give you some entertainment. That's the entire point.
I love to be entertained.
Okay, great. So what's the situation?
So my husband and I are both self-employed. We've just moved across country, so he's actually restarting his business. So we're kind of in a place right now where we're living completely off of my income, which is fine. We plan to continue to do that in the future. We make pretty good money. I make about $250K a year as a coach. He is probably going to be making about half that as a carpenter. And we're trying to figure out the best way to invest because all of the options that we're looking at, it seems like they're either pre-tax or there's an income limit or we can only invest maybe 25% of our income. And we're going to be looking at being able to invest like upwards of 100K a year. We have no idea where to put it.
Okay. So let me ask you this first. What do you expect your income to be in retirement? Do you expect it to be a lot higher than you're earning right now? Or do you just, are you cool living with, you do? Okay. So here's the thing. So number one, you could do a 401k, and that's the one that I'm sure everyone is telling you could do. It's pre-tax, which is great for you. So you're going to save money up front. He's self-employed. I take it as a contractor. And so are you, right?
We both are.
So you could do a SEP 401k, which allows you to contribute. I think it's like 50-something thousand. I think it's like 52,000 a year that you're able to contribute to that. I think more if you're married. That's an option. My whole thing with a 401k and my hesitation, which is why I have not made it like that big of a priority, because I'm afraid that like when I'm past 60, I want to be making so much more money than I'm making right now, and I don't want to be taxed even higher.
That's how we feel about it too. We've been trying to find after-tax options, but it seems like we don't qualify for them. One, because I have a full-time employee, and two, because I think the cap is like 25% of your income. Well, we're going to be investing probably 80% of his income. Most of his income is going to be just going right into savings. So that's where we're kind of overwhelmed when we look at our options.
So you do have the 401k. That's an option. If it were my recommendation before we leave that topic, I would recommend probably contributing something to it, just something. I think it's just a good hedge just in the event you end up making less money in retirement. You have 1 year that's just it's terrible, and you decide, oh, this is the year I want to draw a little bit more from the 401k. It gives you more options. You never know. Or if a million chance the tax rate goes down even further, I mean, you never know. So I would recommend, especially with, you know, $100,000 a year, I would say do something to it just so you have that option. You could look into doing a backdoor Roth IRA. You could even look into a mega backdoor Roth IRA. Now, this gets around the income limit. I think it's like $178,000 or something. Again, I don't know the specifics on this. It's like $170,000-something. Once you make above that, you can't contribute anything to a Roth IRA. But you can get around that with the backdoor Roth IRA. It's basically you're contributing to a traditional IRA and then converting that immediately to a Roth, and that gets you around that income limit. Any brokerage or any retirement brokerage like a Vanguard or anything, they'll know. They'll know. You tell them, I want to do a backdoor Roth IRA. This is how they've done this before.
Well, so that's good because everything you just said sounded like the mom from Charlie Brown. I didn't understand a word of it. Where do we go to find somebody that we can trust to help us get these set up?
Who's managing your retirement accounts right now? I mean, do you have like an account with Vanguard or like any of these?
No.
No.
So we had a financial advisor that put us into some life insurance policy that we didn't realize was a life insurance policy, and then tried to put us into another one before somebody was like, they're screwing you over.
Yeah.
And since then, like, we've just been keeping it in a high yield savings. So.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we have no idea.
If you want, like, it's called like a fee only financial advisor. So you basically, mm-hmm. you'll just pay them a fee and they'll kind of tell you what to do. It's honestly so easy to do yourself, though, that I almost wouldn't recommend you do that. I think for most people, usually it seems like the route they go is just open up, and you could go with any account. I'm just using Vanguard because I use them. You could just, for most people, they're just like, I'm going to open a Vanguard account. I'm going to contribute to broad index funds like VT Saks, which is like the entire, it's an index of the entire stock market. So like VT Saks,
right.
I'm just going to open up this account, contribute to that, and that's it. And that's all I'm going to do.
Okay.
And I'm just going to keep doing that over and over and over again. I'm just going to hold it for 30 years. For most people, I would say that's probably the most sound option. Probably okay. for most people. Again, not financial advice, but just Vanguard index funds, simple retirement right. account, that's it. And they can, if you call them up and you say what you want to do, they will help you with that. They're really good about it.
Okay. So are you saying to put all of it in that every year, or would we,
depends.
Like, would we put a certain amount in an IRA and a certain amount in, I don't know, something else?
It depends on what you want to do. If you want something really hands off and really, really simple, usually index funds are the best option for most people. And you look okay. at, after this, I want you to look at what's called a 3-fund portfolio. Just type okay. it in Google, 3-fund portfolio. Super easy. You're basically getting U.S. stocks, international, and bonds. And,
right.
and you're gonna ratio that. I think usually for a lot of people, they want like 60% U.S. stocks, 20% international, 20% bonds, something like that. And they just get a mixture of that in a Vanguard account. That's it. That's really hands-off. And you can look up what's called... So I'm giving you a lot of research right now. So you're going to look at the 3-fund yeah. portfolio. Then you're going to look up what's called the safe withdrawal rate. Like withdraw, like you're withdrawing money from a bank account.
Right.
Safe withdrawal rate. Usually that says you can withdraw about 3 to 4% of your total account's value without ever running out of the principal. So that's basically retirement.
Right.
So for every $100,000 you invest, you'll be able to get about, let's call it $4,000 a year without ever running out of your principal by the, you know, through retirement. So that's just
okay.
what that says. So that'll kind of determine how much money you need in retirement. Let's say, you know, if you need $40,000 a year, that's $1 million basically that you'll need
gotcha.
Invested in index funds. So that's very simple. It sounds like you probably just want to max out any retirement account you feel comfortable with, and then just do the rest in
yeah.
a taxable account. Now, I have a note here that you spend a lot on health and food and fitness. What's that about?
Written me a new one. I actually have over 30 different health diagnoses between disabilities, autoimmune disorders, like you name it. And so we spend a lot just to keep me functioning. So I basically look at it as a business expense, but we spend several thousand dollars a month between food, medical bills, supplements, fitness, like
wow.
you name it. But oh. it's keeping me off medication. It's keeping me, I have degenerative illnesses, so it's keeping
yeah.
those stable and not degenerating faster.
Wow. Oh, gee. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I can't knock that. If it's health related, I'm, yeah.
It is.
I can't yell at you for that.
It's painful because I look yeah. at it and I'm just going, oh my gosh, when I look at our biggest expenses outside of our mortgage, it's those things, and we're always looking at ways that we can try to minimize it, but it is excruciatingly painful to see it every month. But also, it's literally painful if I don't invest in it. So, you know, six one way,
that.
Half a dozen another.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Well, anyway, yeah. thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it. Good luck. You got a lot of research, so just spend the next like day or so researching. Find a good
yeah.
fee-only financial advisor. Search Yelp or word of mouth, but fee-only. That's what you want. You just want
yeah.
to pay them a flat fee, and they will give you advice.
Fee-only. Okay. Awesome.
And then research everything else here, and you'll be set. You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, make sure to destroy the like button, subscribe button, and notification bell. Also, feel free to add me on Instagram. I post here pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And lastly, if you guys want two free stocks, one of those stocks is going to be valued up to $1,000. Webull is holding a promotion where if you deposit $100 with them on their platform, they will give you those two free stocks plus, limited time only, a $5 coffee gift card to your favorite coffee place that I talk about all the time here on my channel. So if you want that, just deposit $100 with them, get two free stocks, and enjoy the profit. So anyway, with that said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.